That's music from one of the six CDs, Quadrilmania. Music of the, well, basically the Quadrilles, put together by Peter Ellis. Peter's very active in the folk dance scene, and he and Shirley put together a book, 200 Years of Australian Dancing. Peter, now, there's already been, you know, sort of Take Your Partners, looking at the book. It's a very definitive book, and yet 200 years added a lot more.
Yes, it did, Rick. I guess as the years rolled on, Shirley came up with other versions of dances that she discovered in old dancing manuals, and I travelled around the country a fair bit emceeing with the old-timers, so I also came up with district versions, you know, and the opportunity presented itself to update Take Your Partners when the Bicentennial Authority approached us to do such a book.
They approached you?
Yes, yes.
Which means that people in authority knew about you and Shirley.
Yes, that's right. And that particular book, 200 Dancing Years, was distributed to every municipality in Australia. So every shire council, city council and so on received copies.
So it was a bestseller?
Yes. Yeah, well, that was provided free, that distribution. And then the books that were remaining from the government printer were basically given to Shirley and I to sell afterwards to the general public.
Now, you came to folk music a bit late, is that right?
Yeah, about 1978 or so would be when I first sort of came into the folk scene.
And did you meet Shirley straight away?
Yes, really met her first off. We were independently trying to revive a lot of the old dances in our own area. I'd been following the Wedderburn old-timers around the countryside and had there were certain dances that they were doing that we didn't know because they were very old dances, and we thought they were great. We had also encountered the folk scene or folk dances through the Malden Folk Festival, which was then running in the Castlemaine hall there. And we thought, now here's an opportunity to combine the elements of both. And we found out through a magazine that Shirley was launching her little book, I think it was the paperback one to start with. And so we made a special trip down to Melbourne to Carlton Community Centre, where she was emceeing and calling dances that afternoon. And that's how we met her.
So you took off straight away. Did you get to, you're a dancer yourself, so did you actually get to dance a lot with Shirley?
Oh, quite a bit over the years, yes. Up until when, you know, she injured her knee and then later, of course, she had a fall as well and really couldn't dance from then on. But in that period from, you know, about 1979 or 1980 right through that decade anyway, we often did workshops together and demonstrated dances and so on. The Dutch hoe is one I remembered we collected from Dimboola, and Shirley had forgotten how that was going, and she's ringing me up to find out about it, and then she said, oh, I dug out the National Folk Festival video, and here I am with you doing it. So she worked it out from that.
I was going to ask, did she teach you a lot of dances? Obviously, there was a lot of cross-pollination then.
Yes. Well, I wasn't familiar with the dances that she'd revived out of a lot of the old ballroom dance manuals. And in turn, I had some of the dances from the country that I'd collected, you know, travelling around. It wasn't a lot, but perhaps half a dozen different, you know, versions of things. The Waltz Mazurka was one, and that was a favourite of Shirley's, but I collected that from a Mars Seal over in Kimber on the Eyre Peninsula. John Meredith and I collected that exactly 10 years ago.
So as well as variations of dancing all over the place, there were different dances that were done in different areas that weren't done in other areas.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, there might only be a few, but you'll often find a particular district might have one dance that's a bit different or not known elsewhere. And the Waltz Mazurka, well, Kimber, on the Eyre Peninsula. It's the only place where we've found the waltz mazurka sort of within living memory. They also had what they called the Cruets polka, which was a different sort of variation. And so they were two that we got from Kimba, and then the Stutch Ho, that was at Dimboola. The Princess Polka, of course, is reasonably well known, but through the folk scene, because Shirley got that going. But that tended to be only known at Narial and in the Western District of Victoria, around Great Western, right through the border, across the border to Mount Gambier, known in that area as the Heel and Toe Polka, but basically the same dance as what is known as the Princess Polka at Narial.
Now, a relatively recent book, Music Makes Me Smile, it's a tribute to Con Klippel and the music of the Narial Valley in Victoria. Shirley has written a substantial article in there on how the Narial Festival started. This actually was compiled by yourself and Harry Gardner, arranged by David DeSanti.
Yes.
This is a mammoth book as well on the music of the Narial Valley. When Shirley went up there in 62, 63, when did you first get to Narial?
Oh, I didn't get to Narial until 79, I think it was, the Christmas or the Boxing Night of 1979, so that would be the turn into 1980.
So you're a new chum in this?
Oh, yes, relatively new in terms of that side of it, but of course I had been travelling to dances and balls all around northern and central Victoria from about 1967.
So at this time, Shirley was well ensconced in the Narial and the dancing of the Narial dancers.
Oh, yes, most certainly. Narial was sort of the mecca for traditional dancing, I suppose, in some ways, because they were relatively isolated there and they'd managed to keep a lot of their traditions going and versions of dances going when in many other places they had been lost because people had gone over to, you know, influenced more by radio and television.
Now, from what I can gather, Narial is, you use the word mecca, not only for Victoria, but for a lot of Australia as well.
Yes, well, the first folk festival in Victoria, that's where it started, at Narial. That was the first folk festival in Victoria. And I suppose in terms of dancing, there was an earlier festival held by the Bush Music Club in Sydney, which of course Shirley was involved with that too. They did two or three dances there. But I guess with Shirley's influence, most of the knowledge of dancing and everything came out of that Narial festival, that first Narial festival.
Now, this is, I don't know about culminated, but you've put out three 2-CD sets of Quadrille Mania. Quadrilles I like to think of as the disco of the early 1800s. The old folks didn't like these, but the young folk really took to them and surely did a lot to revise this style of dancing.
Yes, well, the quadrilles were extremely popular. They were very sociable because, you know, you danced with groups of four couples together rather than just dancing with your own partner, you know, solo. So you actually danced with other people and interacted with other people, and they're really good fun, and they can be very elegant and stately, and they can be very vigorous, and it's generally dependent on, I suppose, the age of the person and whom you were dancing with. If you're down in front of the stage, in front of the MC who was calling, you always did it properly. If you wanted to shyack a bit and have a bit of fun, you'd get up the other end of the hall out of sight. Oh, well, you think you're out of sight. The MC, of course, sees all.
Now, and you speak from a personal point of view, being MC at many of the dance functions we have here. In fact, I understand you're going to be here for the Memorial Dance Party this Sunday at the Brunswick Town Hall.
Yes. Coming, heading back from Haywood first thing in the morning. I've got a concert and dance and ball at Haywood on the Saturday.
Now, are we going to? Is it just going to be a sort of a free for all? Are we going to have a dance program?
Well, Lucy Stockdale has made up a selection of dances in a program order, and I guess that'll be sort of modified to suit the crowd on the day. But it includes things like the Lancers and the Waltz Cotillion, the National Quadrille, which was a favourite of Shirley's. She revived the National Quadrille, and I arranged the music for it.
And the music is going to be provided by yourself, group of musicians?
Yes, it'll be a scratch band. Myself and Jim Moyer will be leading the music, and there will be other musicians welcome to join in.
Peter, thanks a lot for phoning in and having a chat about Shirley. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks, Rick. My pleasure.
And we'll play another track from the Quadrille Mania CD. This is from your Brisbane Quadrilles.